Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
The Hot Topics today are Steve's folks are in studio. Peter and Barbara here. They've been in town since, what, Thursday you guys got in?
Yes.
Yeah, Thursday. And then we went to dinner on Friday as a group. And then the funny thing to me is that Steve pops into the studio. Our studios are separate. For those who don't know, there's a producer studio. We have a window. Steve sits in there normally, and he'll come in right about the time where he probably shouldn't come in while we're having a conversation with Steve's parents.
We are, yeah. He's had bad timing. Like, it's been pretty innocent. We were just talking about their vacations that they like to take and all that. And then right at the end, it somehow switched to Steve and something about him. As he walked in.
Right as he walked in. Yeah. It was like,
I see a lot of laughing in there that I can't hear.
Yes,
why,
I know. It's
why
great.
That's happening.
And they're a good time. I would spend time with your folks anytime.
Absolutely.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, I agree.
Very fun.
We're good people.
We're good people. They're good humans.
You are good.
They're good humans, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, we went to the good human school.
That's right, yeah.
At dinner the other night, there was a few conversations that came up that I just feel need to be on the radio.
First of all, when we were having our conversations at dinner, Kevin was sitting on one end of the table and I was sitting at the other end of the table. My wife was in between. And then on the other side was the Heskies. You know, they were all together on the other side. There was a couple stories that were told, and I leaned back and I looked at Kevin's face. I've never seen so much joy, and I've known him 30 years.
I know. You and I did that thing where we didn't have to say, we've been together so long, you know, 30 years of radio together. Like. We just look at each other and go, this is delightful.
So much joy.
This is delightful.
Yeah, it was great.
And then we would look at Steve and how
so
long
much
can
panic.
Someone's head be that red? He just gets so beat red with embarrassment at times.
It's happening right now.
It was nothing to be embarrassed about.
It was fine.
You have to tell us Steve's dad, Peter. I've been calling you Peter the Great here today.
Yeah.
And I hope you take this the right way, but I call you Big Barb.
Well, thank you.
You're a small gal, but I mean, you know,
all
Big
of a sudden
Barb.
Her voice got very low.
Yeah. It's more of a personality thing than than a size thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I try to, you know, keep him back.
Well, that's a full-time job, I'm sure.
You do.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. So, before you two fell in love and got married, there was a time where, Peter, you were single after your wife had passed away. You were single for a while. And apparently you had some people in your family who were trying to do some matchmaking for you?
Oh, yeah. My nephew who lives out in California, his wife went into the grocery store and saw Angelina Jolie's father.
Angelina Jolie's father, okay.
He's an actor, too. I can't remember his name.
Yes, it's...
John Voight.
John, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And so I get a call from my nephew. Michelle wants to set you up with Angelina Jolie. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Now, did you know anything about her at that moment? Or you'd heard, you're like, well, she's an actress. I know that.
She's an actress. And at that time, she was single. She was...
of course, yeah, sure.
So she was, you know...
Oh, yeah, she was wearing
the vial.
The vial of blood from her husband.
From Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
I thought, this is a woman I don't want to even touch.
Yeah. Does that seem like your style?
Not my style. Blood hanging from her from her neck
now,
of her husband.
What was the deal? Why did they think you guys would be a good match for each other?
who the heck knows? I don't know, you know.
But it didn't stop there.
No, then she had another doozy for me, and this was a patient of my nephew.
So your nephew is a doctor of some sort in Beverly Hills or whatever?
Yes, he's a rheumatologist. Anyway.
Ooh.
Not anymore.
But. Not anymore, but yeah, he's getting old too. And what was her name?
I can remember.
Oh, Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
Oh, my God.
Was a patient.
It was a patient. And you know, this is a woman that probably wouldn't even be near me. She's lovely. You don't know her like I do. She's a lovely person.
She's a lovely person.
So they wanted you to just leave Chicago
and
come to Beverly Hills and just go with Carmen Electra.
You know, just the airfare is, you know, I. Gosh, for one night,
one
date is going to cost me $1,000.
One night wonder, you know.
Man.
Yeah, I had a lot of those one night wonders. You know.
I wonder
what happened. Why did I do this? These friends set me up with all these women. You know, I was never going to have sex again. You know.
How did you finally meet Barb? And
Barb, you're a lucky woman, Barb.
I tell you, one of my sister's friends went into the store in the city in Chicago, where she was the manager, and started talking to her. You know, she wanted to buy what tile for her bathroom or something.
Yeah,
and
then it went to. I was selling my house. I was having a divorce. I might have been divorced.
Yes, you were.
And she goes, oh, move where we are, blah, 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 blah. And this is how you should meet people. And I'm just going, okay. I was just so happy to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I was living with an alien
before. Yeah. Oh, the ex was an alien. Okay, fair. That makes sense.
There's not been many people who have said that line.
Yep.
And you're thinking to yourself, what I need to do is meet somebody who has turned down Angelina Jolie and Carmen Electra. And boom, there was Peter.
You know?
Yeah.
If that happened, I would have run away.
My friends.
But the truth is, I just wanted somebody who had a job.
Yeah.
She set the bar very low, Peter.
Peter had a
employed,
job.
Employed. Who's not an alien.
And a good heart.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
That is one thing, and we have said this about Steve many times, like, and I'm sure it comes from the family, just
from
in
me.
General. From you. He's just got the most genuine, like, just the best guy. Like,
absolutely.
The nicest guy. I give him a lot of crap on the air, but that's just the fun, because I
absolutely,
love him.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if
he can take it.
If we didn't pick on him, then we wouldn't like him.
Yeah, I can take that. I can't take much more of this.
I just want to make this clear for our next segment.
Uh-huh.
The reason that you eventually found love was from people trying to help set you up all the time.
Yeah, that was the majority of my dates were blind dates, and I did try online dating for a little while too, but.
Okay, but you found love eventually from the help. And with
this
that
is
in
the
mind,
biggest setup I've ever seen.
We will talk about getting love for Steve coming up next.
Next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you won't be seeing it. Do you want to come over and watch it?
Kevin James.
No, I'm busy.
Same.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, Steve's parents are hanging out with us today. They are from Chicago. They've been in town since Thursday. We had dinner last Friday together, which, by the way, thanks again for dinner. Appreciate that, you guys. That was very generous of you to pay for our dinner.
Yes, that was very kind. Thank you.
Well, we got the job, so, you know.
we got the job.
Oh. He.
Oh, he said he.
I said he.
He gave you all the credits, Steve.
Yeah,
Steve was like, wait, we got the job. What job did we get? Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Well, I know this is a conversation Steve does not want us to have.
What?
And, that, you know, unfortunately, it's just a conversation we have to have. One time, Peter, you called Steve and you were chatting with him in the studio and I was in there with him and he said, oh, hey, do you want to say hi to Kevin? And you said, well, yeah, I sure do. And so you and I started chatting and you told me, you know, that you had done radio back in the day and we were having a nice chat. And then you brought up, hey, you going to get Steve out and about and get him any dates or anything? And as soon as I said that, I was going, oh, I'm so glad you brought it up. And Steve actually said, okay, we got to go. And he hung up on you.
Yeah, that's rude.
I did say goodbye.
Goodbye. It was like a forbidden conversation. And now, because Steve can't shut me off.
That's true, yeah.
Or you, for that matter.
Yeah.
What do we know about Steve and his dating?
It's not that much.
It's not that much.
No. Okay. But you guys obviously would be excited for Steve to, you know, get out and about and meet somebody. And
that's it. It would be great.
Well, people just meet new friends here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a social life.
That's it.
For sure. Yeah. Have a social life. That's fair. And it is hard to do if you're not involved in a lot of different things. I find myself doing this too because I don't have a lot of other hobbies that I go and do or whatever, you know. And so it's like, it is hard sometimes. I was married for a long time, and then when I was single and on my own, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, all my friends were kind of either through my kids' sports or, you know, whatever it was. And so now it's like, oh, wow, you got to get out. And it's a little more difficult to get out and meet people.
Right. Well,
especially when you go to bed at 6 o'clock.
Is that a shot, Steve?
I think so.
Yeah, it seems like shots fired there.
And
yeah.
I get it. Steve loves to work, and he gets done with work, and he just wants to go home and relax. And I understand this now. I have learned to love being on my own.
Right.
I love the freedom of just, I don't have to make decisions for anybody but me. And, mm-hmm. and it's very, I get it. I get how Steve enjoys the life that he has.
Wow.
But I have also been through a couple relationships, and I'm just kind of over it. Steve needs one so that he can get bitter, too.
Wow. What a sales job that was.
I wish him only the best.
You know? That seemed like, man, who wouldn't want to sign up for that?
Would you be in favor of a Jay and Kevin show, like dating, you know, the Bachelor? We've got all the Bachelor, all these shows that have been on TV over the years. Do you mm-hmm. think us doing a radio thing would be a good idea?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, he could meet somebody at a restaurant and go out.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What do you think, Barb?
I'm sort of on the cusp of what? You know, when they had the TV shows and you have the three
contestants.
Single, yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
the newlywed game or, yeah. Go, yeah, the dating game, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it is pressure and not real.
Sure.
Not real, yeah, that's
for sure,
yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
That's a good yeah. point, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that could be. That could be the case. I mean, and they also, you know, I mean, they could just want to date Steve because he's the famous producer Steve.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
That's 100%
so
true.
So that's a bad thing.
What do you think should, like, maybe what if, like, for instance, Kevin and Steve went to, like, you know, trivia night together
yeah.
or, you know, something that's a little less pressure that if it happens,
right.
it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right. Now, I will say, Steve and I did go to a trivia night together.
We mm-hmm. heard about that.
And it was very fun. We had a very good time. But Steve chose to make best friends with the one lady who was married. And he just chatted with her, which was fine. I mean, it was fine. But there were some single girls
you
there.
You get in trouble for things like that, Steve.
Yeah.
Steven.
Please.
Behave.
Don't do that.
It was very innocent. No,
even
but you
though
know
she's cute. Nope.
She was, I will say, Steve was very good at chatting it up and be
he's so very just, social.
We just
got to
get him
be,
out there more often.
Oh, that's it.
I'm a great conversationalist.
He is. He's just chatty patty in there.
Chatty patty.
Steve, what is it that we should start doing so that we can, I don't know, meet more ladies?
Oh wow.
I think it starts with an N and ends with uthing.
Nothing. So you're going to make us do a dating show on the radio,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not making you do that.
Well, what about an app? And you can swipe one way, the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are things for sure.
Yeah.
Kevin's a wingman.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean,
yeah, we don't want to have Stephen dating a 55-year-old.
All right. Yeah, that's not what you're looking
with
for.
With a fake picture, yeah.
Yeah, I had that happen to me once. I'm waiting in a restaurant for my blind date, and she passed by me, and I didn't know it was her from the picture.
Looked a little different.
You were like, yeah. Oh, you don't look like your picture.
Oh, is that a picture of your sister?
Are you, are you Peter? And I was debating if I should say yes.
Like, I don't know.
I better say yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, so we're not getting any major resistance from you guys if we come up with some sort of dating show or, you know, like,
none whatsoever.
Producer Steve's, I don't know. I was trying to think about. Well, we talked about frisbee earlier, Jay.
Yeah, right.
You
frisbee
know,
golf or
frisbee
whatever.
Frisbee golf league,
yeah.
And we invite women only. And Steve plays frisbee golf until he finds
can
love.
Get into pickleball. Pickleball's huge.
Oh,
here.
Pickleball is big.
Yeah. Pickleball is.
Peter, you play pickleball, right?
Yes, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Put Peter on the field. We'll score and beat their
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But you do enjoy it.
Yes.
Good.
A bunch of guys play it at least once a week. And then we started twice a week. And then one of the guys said, let's do it three times a week. And one of the guys said, my knees are killing me.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. I bet. Well, they have Pickle Fest now. You heard about that, right?
What's Pickle Fest?
It's just, Kevin, funny you should ask. I just saw an ad for it. It's just basically like Hoop Fest, only for pickleball.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Steve, no time like the present.
He's good in ping pong.
Yeah. See?
Oh, is he?
It's like standing on the table. Yeah. Super easy.
Pickleball is fun.
It's like riding a bike.
Right. And the fun thing about pickleball is you don't have to be like super athletic or anything. You can play pickleball kind of at any skill level.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
They let me play, so it's any skill level.
Yeah, it's any level.
You just need to go up on the South Hill and hang out some of the pickleball courts, Steve. You'll meet all kinds of people.
Sounds great.
Noticed that, and it's because they have a good eye. The women who are older, like 60 plus, love Steve. They love him because they see his heart. They see what a great guy he is.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we do have to be careful if we send you to pickleball courts.
Well, maybe they'll get their granddaughter to play with him.
You don't meet people playing pickleball.
Pickleball, no.
Can I join in?
Right. Unless you're just sitting on the side of the court stalking, and that seems really bad.
Yeah, that seems like a poor life decision.
Poor decision there, yeah.
We'll have Amazon send you the pickleball paddles and some balls. And
there you go. Again, kind of force a start.
Start walking around looking for someone to play with.
Just looking for a match.
It's a great idea.
Can somebody please play pickleball with me?
Oh, my gosh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this. Look at this. Somebody come and look at this.
Kevin James.
What you looking for? We got what you looking for. What you looking for? We got what you looking for.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Quick reminder that if you're not yet a VIP, just go to the Big99.9CoyoteCountry.com and you can become one, and you will want to because there are tickets galore in there right now. In fact, if you want an easier way, you can just text us the words VIP to our studio line, which is 509-441-0999. And you can get then, we'll send you back a link, and you become a VIP. It's so simple. And I will give you a list of all the tickets. Let me grab it real quick. I got the list right here. Kane Brown. I don't know if you want to go to that show, but you can win tickets to that.
That'd be pretty good.
Dwight Yoakam, Chris Stapleton, Aaron Watson, the Outlaw Music Festival, which, of course, is Willie Nelson. Those are just some of the tickets that are available. Then don't forget, you can also enter to win the Father's Day contest. That's $1,500. And we got a bunch of gift cards in there, too, worth up to $300 at Home Depot. So
I have to admit, I keep shaking my head every time I see the ad for the comedy festival that's coming in August.
Yeah.
When it's, you know,
with Kevin Hart.
Tom Segura one night, it's Shane Gillis the next night, and Kevin Hart. And you just go, those are three of the biggest names in comedy right now.
Yeah.
And they're going to be right here across the street.
You guys ever go to comedy shows? We're here with Steve's parents are in the studio with us. You ever go to comedy shows or concerts or any of that stuff?
You took me to a comedian. What's his name?
Where you got your accident?
Where a guy ran into me.
That's not funny.
Yeah, she paid for the tickets and everything. It was when we were dating, yeah. What was his name? He was on Saturday Night Live.
And he said a really great joke, but I can't say it on.
Yeah, that's a lot of that. Yeah, that's a lot of that. You don't remember who it was, though. He's not ringing a bell? That's okay.
Yeah. John Belushi.
No.
Eddie Murphy.
We'll just randomly say it.
He was sort of
Phil
like...
Hartman.
Adam Sandler.
Thinking of all the
alumni from
Saturday Night Live alumni.
he wasn't on for long. Hold on.
David Spade.
He's not even that funny, really.
Yeah.
David Spade was just here recently.
Well, you know.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, he's pretty famous.
After Chevy Chase. Oh, yeah, there you go.
He was not it.
Billy Crystal.
This would have been, about 16, 17 years ago?
When
you guys were dating?
Yeah, 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. But he was gone from Saturday Night Live.
Steve, do you know who they went to?
He's busy.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if he knew who it was because maybe he got left home with the babysitter or whatever.
Oh, there you go. That's a good question.
He was old.
I was 17.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a babysitter when he's 17.
Would you be
honest,
Steve, when your parents, when they were out of town or anything or left you home, did you ever have a party at the house?
No, I never did.
Oh, yeah.
I never did.
No, he didn't.
Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. Are you kidding me?
No, Steve wouldn't do that.
The most honest person I've ever met.
We laughed about it the other day. Jay made a comment after Steve, and I can't remember what it was. I was trying to get Steve to do something that was only mildly questionable, right, Jay?
I told him to leave early.
Oh, yeah. We were going to go to Five Guys for food, and I was like, hey.
Chris Rock.
Steve.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. That's a good one.
He was hysterical.
He was very funny.
You're right. You can't repeat any of his jokes. But yeah.
No, you can't, but he is very funny. Yeah. Yes. That's okay. Well done. Yeah, but Jay said a comment about Steve the other day. He goes, man, the IRS has got to love you because he just follows the rules.
He's such a rule follower.
Break the rules.
Yeah.
He is too.
I am too. Oh, yeah. There you
okay.
Go.
Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Straight and narrow.
Yeah.
My mother said, don't you dare, you know. And then you did.
And
that was it.
Yeah, I won't. Took her at her word.
All right. Time for a clip of the day. By the way, were either one of you.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Peter, what did you do for a living?
I was a purchasing manager.
A purchasing manager. That's one of those jobs I never know what that is other than you purchase stuff.
Right.
That's it.
And he manages other people who also do it.
Purchase stuff.
Exactly.
In the restaurant industry.
So it turns out you do know.
It was the restaurant industry for a number of years, and then I did packaging machinery and towels and tissue of all sorts.
Towels and tissue.
A lot of different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could get some of that for Steve for his apartment.
And Barb, your careers have been, were you ever involved in teaching?
No, my daughter is.
Okay, I was going to say, because there was something about you that I thought, I could see Barb being a teacher.
Yeah, because you want to learn from her. When she talks to you, she has that knowledge.
Very much so. Yeah, you did design stuff.
Started with retail, clothing, and little by little, I got another degree in interior design, so I did that and did model homes.
Okay.
And then back to retail and la di da 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 da.
And now you still part-time help people do interior design.
Yeah, because I've always done that by word of mouth.
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. I lost the mouth. Yeah. And worked at a carpet home boutique kind of place.
Makes sense.
That we did countertops, you know.
All the stuff.
All the stuff. Yeah. Okay. You know, no. Kitchens.
Well, this clip today is about a teacher, an eighth grade teacher, and she has decided to, a very cute eighth grade teacher. I would imagine a lot of the boys have a crush on her. And she was saying some of the things that her eighth graders have said to her in class.
Things that my eighth graders have said to me. Are you in therapy? You seem like the type.
Whoa.
You look like my grandpa's couch.
Oh.
Thank you. Now that the ops are gone, we can yap. A student got the answer right and yelled, yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets.
Oh, no.
Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants. I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real. Miss Dugan, the toilet paper in this school sucks. I just got dookie on my hand.
Oh, my God.
Fat ass alert. That one ended up being about me.
Oh, no.
I was eating some crackers. Miss Dugan, you don't want to know what I say about you behind your back or you'd quit your job. And finally, how does it feel to be the only unmarried teacher in this school?
Oh, wow. Eighth graders are very sweet. Yeah.
They are so kind, aren't they?
Very nice. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Who could ever say those things about teachers? I mean,
terrible.
I called the teacher by her first name once in first grade, and I got whipped almost.
Different times.
Yeah, different times.
Stand in the corner.
The life of the hacks is long gone. Thank you, Kevin, for the clip of the day.
Oh,
very nicely
you better
done.
Believe it. And thank you, teachers.
Apparently,
for
yeah, right.
Putting up with our children.
Can you imagine? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Man, you ready to play a little Beat the Show? You got to challenge Steve today for some Dutch Bros.
Kevin James.
Steve?
Yeah, you have to challenge Steve. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
You okay over there?
Not really. It's my first day back from vacation. I'm exhausted.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot how hard this was.
So much work.
Ooh, baby.
Any final thoughts, Steve?
Oh, well, thank you for having the parents in. It's been great.
Of course.
Having them. Little redness is, from
Yes, some of the texters have been curious as to how red your face may have become throughout the, time your parents were here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's maintained.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's great to have them in. So thank you for letting them come in, and thank you guys for being here, and all that good stuff. And Friday was fun for our little dinner. So
that was great. That was a good time.
Very good.
Any plans to come back to Spokane? Have you guys even thought about it at all, or probably too early?
Well, I mean, we'll be back next year. If you ever want to talk to us on the phone.
You're just a phone call away.
Just a phone call away.
Oh, be careful what you wish for.
Please tell me. I got to imagine this is true. You guys are, let's just say a retired-ish couple.
Yeah. Sure.
Please tell me that when you're on the phone, Peter, if you're on the phone, Barb is in the background telling you stuff to say.
Correcting you mainly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just making sure, because that's the kind of phone call I want.
Yes.
Is the input of both of you.
Yeah.
If I'm there and he sings
silly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't worry.
Pull him
everything
back
will
to
be
reality.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And sometimes he goes, "Oh well, that got an eye roll from Barb."
Yeah, that's the way.
That's how it's supposed to go. Yeah,
we love that.
That's 100% right.
Final thoughts,
Kevin James.
Oh man, well, back from vacation, and this is a treat. This is the great kind of day to have. Back from vacation. We do really appreciate you guys coming in, because I know this is not for everybody. Not everybody wants to be on the radio. Peter, I know you did.
I couldn't wait.
It's in his blood, man.
He's telling everyone to hear the station.
I told my poker people, my pickleball people, my nieces and nephews.
That's
told
great.
Them all. They can just check it out on the app. See, and, this is wonderful.
And when I come back, I'm sure they're going to say, "What? We didn't listen to you."
We didn't. Yeah, we just.
I know you told me I had stuff to do. Yeah.
And Barb, I don't know if you were as excited to be on the radio, but you are great. So thank you.
I wasn't, but we did promise we'd mention Janice.
From the hotel.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Janice from the hotel.
Somebody's taking care of you over there?
Yeah, she's cute. I think she's married though, Stephen.
She is.
Yeah, that's the one that's.
He's in the Air Force.
He's in the Air Force.
Oh, you got their whole story. Oh. Great.
Well, of course they did.
Of course they did. That's what parents do.
We'll see if he knows any wacks that are single.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe some friends of friends.
There we go.
Yeah. It should be great.
But thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for dinner. And one more night. Do you guys have a dinner plan tonight?
Kevin's trying to get a free meal, so.
Well, yeah.
You want to come, Kevin?
You can come with us.
You can come with us.
What I was up to?
No problem.
I mean.
We need a, what do you call
You're like a tour guide.
Buffer. We need a buffer.
You need a buffer between buffer. You and Steve.
Yeah.
I am the buffer. By the way, do you guys say buffet or buffet?
We don't have buffets or buffets or whatever.
Whatever. Buffets.
In Chicago.
Your son, for some reason, calls them buffets instead of buffets.
Because of friends?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Sophistication?
I think my brother says it, so that's where I got it from.
Let's go. Blame it on Richard.
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself. Yeah, why would he?
I'm pretty sure that's the case, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just want a great, I want to give you guys some sort of great recommendation for your last dinner in town tonight, so we'll have to discuss it.
Okay.
See what we can come up with.
Sounds great.
And I don't even have to go.
We've eaten to... No, you can come along with. It's no problem. And I'll treat you again.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, my God. You weaseled his way in there. Good work, Kev.
I'll go home with you.
Kevin,
the Jay and Steve show.
And you'll have to taste a latte.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's right. You want to come with us afterwards?
You're going to go for coffee.
Oh, were you surprised at our love for coffee in this town? Or maybe you guys didn't notice it as much because you didn't drive around a ton. But
oh, we saw those little...
The coffee stands.
They're
wild. They're everywhere. And I guess that is just not common
in
other places.
No, that used to be in Chicago, the photo stands.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when they had the instant...
You'd have to go get your prints made.
Your prints made. Yeah. And I worked at a camera shop, and I could imagine... They got to send those photos out.
Yeah.
They can't possibly do them in those little...
That's funny. I forgot about those things.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the coffee here is at a different level. Midwest doesn't have it like that. It's like, it's not as big a deal.
It's pretty big.
Is it getting bigger?
It's for
years.
Catching on.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks, but they burned their coffee.
Those statements are not necessarily those at the Jay and Kevin Show or KXOY or any of our sponsors. But you're right.
But you're not.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. On the way out, we are going to give away a family four-pack of passes to Silverwood. That's coming up for Heroes Weekend. That's this weekend, 25th through the 27th, if you want a four-pack of tickets to go to Silverwood. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7. Thanks to Zero Res for being part of the show today, and thank you guys for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
As safe travels back, can't wait for you to come back. In the meantime, we will be calling.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be calling.
I know. I don't know if this is going to work out, but I'm like hoping. I don't know if Chicago or that area hosts playoff for basketball.
Unfortunately, they don't. No.
Dang it. Because I'm like, we will follow the Zags and stay in Chicago.
Yeah, no, none of that. They don't
okay,
do that,
Steve. Steven? Steven? You behave yourself
what?
In there.
What? I behave myself?
Steven?
You need to be
Steven.
Pointing that finger at some other people.
I am going to start calling you Steven a lot
Steven
more
Steven Michael?
Steven Michael on the radio.
Look what you started. All right. Thanks again, you guys. It's so good to see you guys. All right, everybody else, we will see you tomorrow.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This
bye-bye.
Is KXLY FM.
Bye-bye.
And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Ooh, Kevin, let's do the keyword of, I don't know, whatever color Steve's face is. What do you think that would be?
That would be red.
Red. There you go. Red it is. Okay. Oh, Captain Embarrassed. All right, red is your keyword. We'll throw a couple extra points at you today.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.